Hello, Smileton. Welcome to a comedy and music cavalcade that's coming at you live to tape straight from Smileton, Alberta, podcasting capital of the world. I'm ready to have some fun today. Let's go, Jason.
Miss Elizabeth, thank you so much. Introduction, that's when I know it's time to talk. Dear listener friend, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you're in the mood to hear us deliver comedy.
Comedy and
deliver
information.
Information
about Smileton.
It's your one-stop shop for keeping yourself occupied. Yeah. You don't need to be listening to other shows. You don't need to be listening to other music. You don't need to be reading a newspaper. You can get everything you need from this show.
Yeah.
It's enough of your divided attention.
Yeah.
You're That's like the one thing I forbid of our audience.
I know
divided attention.
You're a bit jealous of other podcasters.
I'm looking out for our dear listener friend because this split attention thing is leading to some subpar outcomes.
Okay. Well, I think Miss
Elizabeth. If they focused on this show, their troubles would go away.
Well, that's true.
Pretty much.
That's true. But it's only for 45 minutes. They need to fill their time with something else after that.
We have plenty of other shows to listen to.
Okay.
I am sorry to just lay it on the line for you, dear listener friend, but you know, we're dancing like crazy up here on stage, and if we look into the crowd and we see you with your back to the stage, looking at your phone, eating popcorn, yapping with some dullard, it puts us off performing, or at least it does in my own situation.
Okay, you're putting yourself off. I'm excited to get going. I have some important information to relay.
Yeah, I'll stop squawking about you, dear listener friend, and I'll just invite you to come along for the comedy and music joyride, which we're going to get underway right now about.
It's funny you say the word squawking, because I have maybe...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I know what's coming here. Well, Miss Elizabeth likes to provide her perspective on different aspects of Smileton life. And when something magical happens, something that tickles her fancy, something that's delightful, she likes to pull these anecdotes together into something we call the Sunshine Report. You would think, looking at the name of the thing on the tin, that opening up that particular tin would be a delightful experience and nothing but refreshment and joy is inside. But often you'll find yourself flummoxed, confused, decidedly annoyed by this segment,
Jason,
so I'm not going to...
Where is the trust? All I can hear is you squawking. Let me hear you gobble.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like the sound of it at all.
I've got some information for you. This is the Sunshine Report.
Yeah. Miss Elizabeth, give us the good word.
If you don't mind me getting started. Last month, I interrupted the show to deliver a breaking news story. The bulletin concerned three men, all dressed as turkeys, doing donuts in Harvester Square in a car that was also decorated to look like a turkey. It was amazing. It was so funny.
You're laughing at the delightful anecdote.
Okay.
I'm horrified at the journalistic malfeasance.
Okay, my goodness. Let me explain the joke to you. Three turkeys do not pop out of another turkey. It's hilarious.
You miss it. People, when you announced that there last month that there was an important bulletin for the citizens of Smileton.
There was.
People dropped their dishes. People dropped what they were doing, Miss Elizabeth, and you scared them.
I scared them. Well, so many people
with needless nonsense.
They were delighted with that bulletin that I decided that I needed to do a little more news hound investigative digging. Well, I gotta say, I'm excited to deliver a sunshiny update to this one through various contacts who shall remain anonymous, Jason. For their own protection.
Yeah.
I was put onto the trail of a certain Trey Turkey.
Trey Turkey.
Trey Turkey, a local Smileton accountant.
So your informant is anonymous, but the pranksters who did that stupid stunt, you're just announcing their name over the airwaves?
Well, everybody knew that it was Trey.
He changed his name to Turkey.
He changed his name to Turkey for obvious reasons.
He was suspect number one.
Well, I arranged to meet Trey as I wanted to ask him all about his turkey shenanigans.
Yeah.
We met at Connie's Kettle, a great place to meet, and wouldn't you know it, he brought his two turkey confederates with him.
Those turkey confederates should be in the slammer right along with Trey Turkey.
Well, you know what? It's difficult to get them all to fit in any kind of a room, never mind if it's like a prison room, which is, you know, really quite small, like a prison cell. Three turkeys in one cell.
You know, you're gonna...
They could barely move. Those costumes are
hilarious.
So big.
I think a little bit of rubber hose applied liberally by the Smileton police to the skulls of said turkeys might change your attitudes a little bit.
Are you talking about spraying them with water?
No, I'm talking about slamming them with rubber hoses.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, just, you know, shake them up a little bit. Oh, maybe knock some sense into them. You're talking about jail. You're talking about prison. And thinking a little bit of jailhouse abuse might set them right.
Okay. They loved the publicity that they got from our show, and they were so grateful that they wanted to give me a surprise. So we went into the mall parking lot, and there was the turkey car.
Being towed away, hopefully.
Trey went into the trunk and pulled out a fourth turkey costume.
Oh, boy.
It's almost like a clown car, but like a turkey car, because you can keep on pulling more turkeys out of it.
It's a world of wonder.
Isn't that amazing? So that one was just for me. I hopped right in the car, and with them, we went off honking our turkey horn. It had a really good turkey, sort of like a turkey call. I'm pretty sure, Jason, if we went out into the wilderness and we honked our horn, like more just wild turkeys would just encroach on our car.
Pied Piper of turkeys.
Yeah, exactly. The Pied Piper of turkeys.
Yeah. How are you spending your life, Miss Elizabeth? That's my question.
Doing
to you.
Fun things with fun people. How are you spending yours, Jason?
Like holding my nose at the nonsense.
You are. You're just not enjoying life. We were spreading those gobble gobbles and shooting the turkey feather cannons off everywhere. Okay, super fun.
I have to take your word for it because that sounds extremely off-putting.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to get you a turkey costume and we are going to have fun together.
No, we're not.
Out in the wilderness, turkeying around. We don't need a turkey car.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that it for this update?
Well, that was a dizzying day of fun spreading cheer through the Tri-Town area.
You left town? You're embarrassing the whole community.
The Tri-Town area, and that was not the last time that I'm doing that, Jason. No way.
Okay, well.
I'm calling this one Hacky Sack, more like Wacky Sack.
It's almost as though these are specifically calibrated to make me molto agitato.
To make you irritated? I'm sorry. Okay, I will try not to irritate you with this one, okay?
Why? So, oh, yeah.
This is me trying.
Okay.
My quest for new hobbies is never ending. I thought you liked Hacky Sack, by the way.
What would have led you to think that? I think I have been pretty consistent.
You play Hacky Sack with your buddies at the mall.
Miss Elizabeth, are you pranking me?
No.
Is this in jest?
No, I think you play Hacky Sack with your buddies at the mall.
No, I forbid my food court regular friends from playing Hacky Sack.
Okay.
I work to stamp it out from the community. It's one of the. It's in the mission statement of the Smileton Betterment Society that I founded. No more Hacky Sack in town. Right. So I don't know how you got the back end of that stick.
I did get the back end of that stick, and now... And now what's going to happen is I'm going to fail in my mission not to irritate you. So here goes this story. My quest for new hobbies is never ending. And I know how much you are on about Hacky Sack all the time, Jason.
Yeah.
So, and I just thought you liked it. So I decided
to... You don't even listen when I talk.
I'm sorry. I get enthusiastic about things.
Yeah, and you hear what you want to hear and the whole town suffers because of it.
That's right. I decided to try out the latest trend made popular by Generation Z. The Hacky Sack house party.
What part of that attracted you to even consider such a thing?
Well, Hacky Sack, house party.
Yeah, all of those are bad words in my book.
I was talking to my friend Tiffany, the blacksmith, and it turns out that she was hosting a house party that weekend, and she generously invited me to join the Hacky Sack fun.
Yeah, some friend.
I wasn't prepared for how fun it was.
You weren't.
No, there were 30 people there at least. You have to almost break up into smaller teams.
Yeah.
I met a bunch of nice people, mostly slackers, and also some goth chicks were there too.
Yeah.
So I could fit right in with those goth chicks because of my death metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, my death metal fashion sense sometimes. It's a real 90s scene, lots of grunge.
I'll say that again. You can say that again.
On the boombox and lots
grunge,
of grunge,
goth. Yeah. Slackers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a person of a certain age.
Did you watch a Winona Ryder movie after that?
We might have. I mean, if we haven't, then we should now. Brother. Yeah, Winona Ryder. Awesome.
Crank the Pearl Jam.
The Hacky Sack is a metaphor for fun, Jason.
No, I don't think it is.
It takes all of us working together to keep that little bundle flying through the air. And I think that's a good lesson for everyone.
What about the person standing off to the side holding their nose, condemning the whole activity?
Well, I don't know. What do you do when the Hacky Sack flies at your face? Do you do something about it?
I don't want that. What do you think? Self-preservation kicks in. Yeah. Something that's been on everybody's feet is going to be in my face? Yeah, I'm ducking, I'm hitting the deck, and I'm screaming all the while.
Okay. Lights, camera, handsome.
Okay. Is this about me, Miss Elizabeth?
Oh, no.
A photo shoot I didn't know about.
It isn't. It is about a photo shoot, though, sort of.
Oh.
Okay. If you're laboring under the misapprehension that you've seen enough reality shows to last you a lifetime, then check yourself. A new reality show just began filming in Smileton, and through some wonderfully improbable circumstances, your little old yours truly found herself right in the middle of the action.
Yeah.
I do like to get myself into the middle of things.
Yeah, you're a meddler.
The Flames of Handsomeness is a locally produced reality show that will soon be airing on Netflix. It follows the adventures of the Smileton Handsome...
What a mouthful, Miss Elizabeth. You dropped that atom bomb, that whole sentence.
Netflix?
Smileton reality show.
Mm-hmm. The Flames of Handsomeness.
Yeah, I think I know what it's about.
Yeah.
And that Netflix is going to show this thing?
So the Smileton Handsome Firefighter Brigade...
Yeah.
...bring down kitties from trees...
Yeah.
Make sure they're safe and make sure no one's hurt after a fender bender.
Yeah.
And holding charity car washes, all the while battling Smileton's most tricky blazes.
They aren't doing that, Miss Elizabeth.
No?
They are ignoring their duty. They're fender benders, kittens. Meanwhile, the town's ablaze.
You gotta save those kittens, otherwise they stay up there and it's pretty sad. You know, You have to rescue those kittens. When they do their little mews.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
Let some neighborhood kids save the cat. Leave the firefighters to fight the fires.
But then you get a kid stuck up a tree and still you're calling the handsome firefighters.
Well, fine. Then you get a fly and a frog and a cat and a dog and whatever else. And they all live in the old woman's shoe.
Yeah, and it
and
ends...
then you leave me out of that story.
It all ends with the handsome firefighters lending a hand and being handsome while they're doing it.
Cram 'em.
While chatting during a ride along to a handsome firefighter bachelor's auction, I mentioned to Captain Steele that I was in the media, and right then and there he said, "We need social media posts while we're filming this thing. You want to help us out?" He offered.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course I was filming him while he said that.
I like how you have conversations with people and you're just sitting there filming them the whole time. And they don't get annoyed. It's like, oh, you're filming everything I'm saying here.
You should post it
on social media because I'm so interesting.
I just happened to be filming. So all I had to say was, yep, and this will be my first post, LOL.
Yeah, you guys are amusing yourselves.
Captain Steele high-fived me and I spent the rest of the day getting all kinds of raw, handsome footage. This show is going to be great, but if you really want to see what really happened, tune into the Flames of Handsomeness channel on Crackle.
Yeah, that platform is going downhill on a toboggan.
No, it's going uphill because of the Flames of Handsomeness.
I used to like going on Crackle, and now it's only garbage like this that I see. It's a depressing sight.
That's so sad. Well, that's the Sunshine Report for this time.
Exactly. Sunshine Report. Sad.
Feeling a little bit...
It's ironic. It's a mocking thing you do.
Okay, keep on smiling and be on the lookout because you never know when magic's going to happen.
Miss Elizabeth, I'm tortured by that segment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bad stuff. Why? And I'm powerless to do anything. Okay. I would shut that show down.
I don't understand because we had turkeys coming out of other
the turkey
turkeys.
The cops can take care of that one.
And then we had Hacky Sack, which nobody can complain
no
about.
No one
Hacky
likes,
Sack.
I agree with you.
And then we had handsomeness and saving kittens and being handsome.
Well, my head hurts, so let's do something about it.
Okay.
Music. I'm going to reach over. There we go. Let's tune in to Smileton Radio. We're going to play a hit song by my band, Smile Syndicate. All right. Boogie, got a groove loose. Let's listen.
Give it to me straight, dog. It's boogie on the brain. Shaking, driving me insane. Sweating with the sickness.
Woo!
Only one cure now.
Uh-huh.
Dance away this fever.
Woo!
Woman, show me how.
Okay.
Boogie got a groove loose. Town's gone funky and the flames are burning higher. Party in the caboose. Love train chugging and the boogie beats the fire. Boogie got a groove loose. Town's gone funky and the flames are burning higher. Party in the caboose. Thank you.
Gotta Groove Blues by the Smile Syndicate right here on Hello Smile.
You know, Jason, you're handsome. Maybe you could save a kitten.
No, I told you, Miss Elizabeth, I got far more important things to do than rescuing...
Than saving a kitten? What? What's more important than that? I challenge you.
I told you the neighborhood kids can do that.
Think carefully.
Miss Elizabeth, those cats are fine. They can climb down if they want to.
Oh, my goodness.
They're just being stubborn. And I'll tell you what else is... Who else is stubborn?
Who's stubborn?
Smile to Northside Community street hockey players. They refuse to give up even though they're injured. And sometimes their injuries are such that they have to sit out until they heal properly. All the sports bettors in town need to be keyed in on this information. Otherwise, their bets will go awry.
Now, this is street hockey. This is hockey, like road hockey that's played on the street.
Street hockey, Miss Elizabeth.
It's a community league.
Yeah. Smile to Northside Community Street Hockey.
I know, I'm just being clear, yeah.
You give us the update every Smile to News about what's going on in the games, and I'm here right now to tell you about the injuries that have been plaguing some of our favorite players. These players are hurt. They're off the road for the time being, and I'm going to tell you what's going on and when to expect them back and place your bets accordingly.
Sounds
Let's
amazing.
Let's kick it off with Muggy Dougson.
Okay.
He's the goalie, of course, for the Wide Rhino Boys. You know, he did himself a good one here. He was lifting a keg above his head. It slipped out of his hand, dropped right on his noggin.
I don't even know where you get a keg in this town.
At a crazy party, Miss Elizabeth. Yeah. So he drops that thing on his head. Total amnesia. He can't even remember how to play street hockey now. So I heard through some back channels that the team is planning to hit him in the head again to try to bring his memory back.
Oh, don't do that. That's dangerous.
It might just work, Miss Elizabeth. Also, he's listed his day-to-day in the meantime.
He might just want to get out of being on the team. Like, maybe he's just faking it.
I think he was probably celebrating another win and a little bit of an accident right on his skull. Total amnesia. Yeah. Another whack to the skull. Set him right.
No,
that's what
I'm
saying.
I don't think so.
Jimmy Hot Pockets. He's a defenseman for the Lady Pleasers.
Uh-huh. I like that team. They actually do please the ladies. At least they please this lady.
I only care about what goes on the street, Miss Elizabeth. He was breakdancing, doing one of those spinning moves, you know, on his head, and he fell through an open manhole.
That's weird.
Straight into the sewer. He'll be out 4 to 6 weeks once he regains consciousness. That's the estimate.
Okay, that seems unlikely. Both of these stories seem unlikely. Okay.
What do you mean unlikely?
I don't. How
he
do
was
you...
spinning and beatboxing and making those crazy sounds while he was spinning on his head, and he was like a tornado, and people were screaming at the open manhole. Didn't hear him because he was beatboxing too loud. Okay. Down he goes, head first.
What's a manhole doing open?
I don't know.
I smell a rat.
I'm just glad they weren't playing a street hockey game. They could have had players by the dozen falling into that thing. Gary Grotch, center, garbage people. Boy, he's not been loving life lately. He's in the middle of a messy divorce. So he was out. It's a tough place to be, Miss Elizabeth. You need some distraction. So he went out to a strip club. One of his buddies got drunk, gave him a wet willy. He freaked out and then he like fell over and hit.
Wait a minute. What's a wet willy?
You stick your own finger in your own mouth and then you stick that finger in someone's ear.
Oh.
A wet willy.
That's gross.
It is gross. So you can see why Gary Grotch freaked out, hit his head on a table. He's probably concussed. Doctors are monitoring the situation.
Wait a minute. He hit his head on a table. Was he underneath the table when he got the wet willy?
No, he was sitting at a table watching the show. His friend leaned over.
I do not understand.
Right in the ear.
How do you get your head knocked on a table then?
Because he freaked out. He jumped. He slipped. Down his head onto the table. He was on the floor thrashing around. He knocked his head around to the underside of the table. Miss Elizabeth, I don't have all the answers.
I don't believe this story. I think that he shouldn't have been going to a strip club.
Wet willy. Myrtle LaFleur. Right wing for the Greater Smileton Pottery Guild.
This one's probably true.
Well, she was out hanging laundry in her backyard and a magpie flew overhead, pooped on her.
Yeah, that happens.
So she goes inside to clean up face first into the screen door. Broke her nose.
Okay, that's too bad.
She was too agitated, too distracted that she got pooped on. She didn't open the screen door. She thought the door was open and went right in.
Have you ever seen anyone actually like step right through their own door? Like, and just break their door and walk right through it?
She didn't break the door. The door broke her nose.
Hmm.
So she won't miss any games, but she'll have to wear a football helmet until the nose heals.
Okay. Well, she can still play.
Yeah, she'll just be wearing a football helmet.
Okay. That's reasonable.
It is. Football helmet's way better than a hockey helmet with a face shield on it.
I don't know why you're laughing. Everybody should be wearing...
Because it amuses me. No one thought to put a hockey helmet on her. She's wearing a football helmet. Mick the Nut Nutberg Center.
Well,
pumpkin.
Listen, if all you've got is a football helmet, you better wear what you've got.
I know. Yeah, yes. It's a catch can situation.
Yeah.
Mick the Nut Nutberg Center for the Pumpkin Joker Nut Squad.
Mick the Nut Nut?
Mick the Nut Nutberg. Mick the Nut Nut. Mick He's got a cool nut-nut. Nickname and you want to turn it into some kind of funny preschool pantomime.
Mick's name is now Nut Nut.
Mick the Nut Nutberg.
Mick Nut Nut.
Pumpkin Joker Nut Squad. He was hit by a car.
Nut Squad.
He was hit by a car while on a breakaway against
the
Big Bugs.
This is a serious story.
Twisted his ankle out for a few games at least. You'd think this would happen way more because they are playing out on the street. Car didn't know what was going on. Just went zooming through the game. All hit right. Mick the Nut.
So
right in the ankle.
So he's out now. So Nut Nut's out for the down for
Mick
the count.
Mick the Nut.
Okay.
He's not down for the count. He's hobbled, but he's going to be out for a few games. Now okay. Then he'll be back better than ever. If you, right. More fool you if you count Mick the Nut out. That's the injury report.
Okay.
Adjust your bets accordingly.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't bet on Mick the Nut Nutberg for the next few games because he won't be there.
Nut Nut's out.
Don't bet on him to score and don't bet on the Pumpkin Joker Nut Squad to do jack without him in the lineup.
Okay.
Miss Elizabeth, my patience has been tried by this episode.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
still reeling from the Sunshine Report. It's like you fine-tuned it like a surgeon's apparatus to irritate the annoyance
content,
center of my brain.
Your content was like very hard to believe. Like most
hard
of stories,
to believe.
I believe that they're injured, but
I witnessed most of those, Miss Elizabeth. It was horrifying seeing them spin, and everyone's saying, "Look out!" Down in the manhole.
Okay.
What a sound that made, Miss Elizabeth. Don't remind me of these past travails.
Okay.
Let's hope for them all to heal up soon. And let's turn our attention to some hard-hitting advice and hard-hitting commitments that we got to check each other out on.
We don't need to give advice.
I'm going to give you advice on what a proper resolution is. That's
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, okay. You're very combative. I'm
New
just
Year's
report.
Resolution update.
Okay, it's just a report.
Hit the music.
All right.
New Year's resolution update.
Yeah.
It's March. It's the end of March. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about resolutions. Dear
yeah.
listener friend.
We do it all year
is
long.
Is anyone in your social circle, has they even said the word resolution in the last 8 to 10 weeks?
I know.
I doubt it.
They all drop it.
They forget it. They forget yeah. they ever were boastful and uttered rash promises to commit to behaviors. But Miss Elizabeth and I are different. We're a different sort. We're going to check in on each other's resolutions
yeah.
right now and keep each other on the right track.
That's right.
So I'm going to kick this one off.
Because we're supportive.
Yeah. I'm going to support you find a better way because you're
okay.
very irresponsible with these
That's
resolutions.
Not supporting.
In my book, it is. Here's one I want to ask you about presently.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Experience one new taste sensation at least once a week.
Yeah. That's still my commitment. I've been doing it, by the way, every single week, sometimes more than a week. It does say at least you can
yeah.
do more.
Oh, don't strain yourself, Miss Elizabeth. Don't lie there in
How
bed.
How dare you?
Don't lie there in bed and pop another kind of chewing gum in and say, well, that's a taste sensation.
It is
and
a taste sensation.
And then go back to sleep or go back to loafing.
Oh my goodness. You were so insulting.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elizabeth. You were insulting the concept of resolutions.
All right. Well, let's hear your resolution.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm sick of not being able to climb trees. That is not a resolution.
Fed up, Miss Elizabeth. That's
yeah.
a statement of fact.
Being sick of something is not a resolution.
Resolve it. Fix that situation.
Okay.
I'm resolving to climb trees.
Is that what you're doing?
I don't know any other way out of the conundrum.
Well, you could cut all the trees down.
Oh, that's a different perspective, Miss Elizabeth. Sometimes your skewed thinking and cracked brain comes out with something I got to ponder here, but that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of
it
work.
It might be easier for me to climb a tree than to cut them all down.
You think it's easy to climb a tree?
Easier.
I'm going to take a video of you climbing a tree and post that on social media.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
People will say, is that Spider-Man? No, it's just the tree climbing whiz.
Okay.
That's another resolution. Become known as the tree climbing whiz.
See, that's a resolution. Although, why would you want to just become known as the tree climbing whiz? You don't have to climb trees to become known as something. Why don't you just resolve
Again, another
to learn
left field suggestion where maybe I earn a reputation for something I never did.
Yeah. That is what you could
probably
do.
Probably easier to climb that tree.
Yeah, you could be easier to climb.
Okay, you made me think, Miss Elizabeth, and I guess that's something.
There you go.
Here's yours.
You're welcome.
Wear more t-shirts that are emblazoned with positive messages. Yes. Oh, would you not?
I have too many shirts that are emblazoned with just like, I don't know, not positive messages, like just scenes of happiness, but they're not positive messages.
You're not telling people what to do with your clothes.
Using my clothes as an instructional format. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, positive messages. Like, keep on trucking.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
And I'll tell your t-shirt, shut up. I'm already trucking, and I don't need advice from any piece of clothing.
This t-shirt can take it. Stuff like that.
I'm not going to argue with your wardrobe, Miss Elizabeth. Okay.
How about climb that tree, Jason?
Okay. Way ahead of you, shirt.
All right. Expand your roster of snappy comebacks.
I need a pocketful of those things, Miss Elizabeth.
Wait
sometimes
a minute.
I get zing.
That seems extremely low energy for you. For one of you, because usually yours are like very hard to do, difficult to accomplish,
yeah.
Physically challenging,
yeah.
Sometimes physically insane.
Let me up the ante then.
Mm-hmm.
I want comebacks that not only am I lightning quick with them, it psychologically devastates my target.
Okay.
Somebody cracks wise at me, I just whirl around on them and just give them a zinger.
Okay.
And I want to they need to collapse in tears.
All right. So one of your resolutions is not make more friends.
Miss Elizabeth?
Because
for you to be my friend, one, you got to stop cracking wise at me when I'm out at public. Okay. Then the whole thing of me going nuclear with my snappy comebacks
all
wouldn't
right.
be necessary. But okay. Here we are. And my pockets are a little light. I don't have quite the number of snappy comebacks the situation is demanding recently.
Right.
So I've been made to look a little foolish sometimes while I struggle to find a comeback only to get zinged again. I get a left. I'm going to retaliate. Meanwhile, a right haymaker comes on in.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're not. Learn how to say, keep going. You're doing great. In 10 languages.
Yeah, I know a few languages, that phrase, but not near 10.
Not 10?
Not 10, no.
Well, it would be less irritating if I didn't know what you were saying.
I'm not even sure if I can name 10 languages, to be honest with you.
Well, you got work to do on this resolution, don't you?
Are there 10 languages?
I think so.
Okay.
I think there's probably more than 10.
More than 10?
There's more than 10 spoken in Smileton, Miss Elizabeth. It shouldn't be go to Connie's kettle. You hear all kinds of conversations.
I guess
there.
You could count like sign language as one of them.
You don't, you know, go ahead and do
also,
that. But that
alien languages from outer space.
There are plenty
okay, so
of,
there's definitely lots of languages.
Throw sign language in if you want, but there are lots of other languages too.
Okay.
And they're spoken by humans and used by humans.
All right.
By hand or mouth.
Okay. Run one of those nut job ultra marathons. Why
yep.
are you saying that you want to do something that you already are stating it's a nut job thing? Run one of those nut job ultra marathons without any training.
Yeah.
Don't even break a sweat. It's all attitude.
That's
okay?
right.
This
that's,
is
that's
going.
My, that's my hypothesis.
You're not going to succeed.
What do you mean?
You're setting
that's,
yourself
not
up.
Not with that
failure.
Attitude, I won't.
Okay.
Of course.
You're setting yourself up.
Well, yeah, that's why I have to have the right attitude.
Okay.
I scoff at the challenge by calling it a nut job thing.
Okay.
When you come in with the right attitude, Miss Elizabeth, I went on a run once and I decided to take a different route. And I got to a point where I was picking up my trail again and I was already done the running time.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to keep going and I wasn't really that far into the run. And I ended up doubling the length of time I was out running.
Wow.
And do you think I collapsed? Do you think my knees gave out? Do you
yeah.
think some bystander put that silver coat thing on me?
I think you might have thrown
no
up.
No way.
You threw up.
I didn't throw up. Miss Elizabeth, I threw up later, but that was nothing to do with the run.
Okay.
It was all mental. So if I can double the length of the run with a mere whim, what would a solid commitment look like? Multiply that run by 100 or 1,000.
What is an ultra marathon?
Like 100K plus through a...
So is that 4 marathons in a row?
Well, 2.5.
What's a marathon? Oh, 42K. 42? Okay.
Yeah. Miss Elizabeth, it's ultra. Doesn't matter the distance. It's
okay.
tough.
Yeah.
If you think it's tough.
I'm not sure if it's tough, but it's
long. I'm
going to
show
long.
Up. I'm going to have like jeans on.
I don't know if it's tough. I think it's long.
I'm going to have a jeans and a rock and roll t-shirt on
okay.
and a headband. And I'm just going to say, let's go. Let's crack this race open. And then I'm going to take off and I'm and people are going to be sweating and huffing and puffing, and I'm just going to be running around like it's a walk in the park.
Okay.
So just watch.
Okay, that sounds
like attitude. I'm already there. I've effectively done this one already because I'm so positively inclined towards this one. My mindset is locked in and it's
okay,
firm.
Okay, I'll be there to cheer you on.
Try to gainsay. It's like bouncing a bullet off a star.
Okay. Does that happen? I don't think that
happens. No, it doesn't. But if it did, that'd be, you know, it'd be nothing. That'd the be star crazy. Wouldn't even notice it, just like I don't notice your jibes.
Okay.
Or quips.
I'm not trying to jibe. I'm not trying to quip. I'm just trying to say I don't understand some of these things.
Okay, well, watch and learn. Okay. That's New Year's resolution okay. update.
Well done. Wow. Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're taking some life lessons from the stuff I say. Teaching people like you is exhausting. You have the dull looks and you barely pay attention, but maybe something seeped into your brain.
I'll wear one of my new t-shirts to your marathon, your ultra marathon.
And it's just a watch Jason go.
It'll say, keep going, you're doing great.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Let's hear a song.
All right.
We talked about stars. We talked about bullets bouncing off them.
How about a planet?
Yeah. A new planetoid.
A new planetoid.
Let's listen. Planetoid by the Smile Syndicate right here on Hello Smileton.
Sometimes as I'm falling asleep, I imagine I am living on a new planetoid.
Yeah.
I'm floating away into sleepy, sleepy land.
It's like Earth, but not as good. We're here now, so we might as well make best of it.
It's very pretty.
I guess. Well, dear listener friend, we had some fun today. We're going to be back next week. This joyful treadmill. Exhausting, Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But... we were here, we delivered, and we'll be back next week.
We did deliver. Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks. Same to you.
You did well.
Well, yeah, you did.
Congratulations. Awesome. You're doing great.
Okay. Nope. I'm not going to take your t-shirt bromides. This one's done. It's been fun. Miss Elizabeth, take us out.
That's it. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tell a friend about Hello Smileton. There's a lot of fun going on here, so share it with as many people as you can. The world needs more Smileton, so spread the word and make a difference. So it's bye-bye from Jason.
Bye-bye.
And bye-bye from me. See you next week. And as always, remember, friends, the sun is a jukebox.